Come on, man. I'm so happy. It's Friday. It's Stilo and KC here on 102.5 KSFM. Number one for hip-hop and R&B, and I'm so happy you've got another opportunity to see Mariah Carey live in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Coming up right near the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we'll have that keyword that you need to enter over at KSFM.com for your chance to win a trip that includes tickets, hotel stay, and airfare.
Come on, man. You don't want to miss that. That's Mariah Carey. That's Las Vegas. If you got an opportunity to make that happen, you need to do it. I almost quit my job.
Well,
I almost quit my job just so I could enter.
That would have been a terrible idea.
Just saying, I needed an opportunity. If I didn't get it, I would reapply on Monday.
Sorry, pal. Job's full. Job's taken.
We also got those Kevin Gates tickets. He's going to be at the Regency Ballroom March 29th. Kevin Gates, one of the... We make our jokes, but I hear he puts on a really good show.
You just showed me a clip of one of his shows.
He brings the energy, I'll tell you that.
That was energy. That was energy for sure.
You're going to be listening for us to give you that keyword when you hear that. We're going to be looking for caller number 9 to 916-909-1025. Put that number in your phone.
Yeah, and just for the record, the keyword is going to be us telling you to call.
Okay, did I say keyword?
You did.
It's Friday. One foot
it's
out the door.
Right. Keyword? Call now. That's the keyword. Your chance to win on the way. New music Friday in full effect.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Yo.
The latest news in hip-hop and R&B. It's Corners of the Culture.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
New Music Friday in full effect, and I cannot express this enough to you. Today is a bust. There's no new singles you need to go here. There's certainly no new albums you need to go here. There's just one remix you gotta go peep. And that's 4 Bats, Act 2, Date. With Drake. Drake jumped on this track, and let's start with this. I don't know where this 4 Bats kid came from. I know he's got a YouTube channel with like 135,000 subscribers. He's got 3 records on there, all got like 1.4, 3.2, 2.2 million views. The remix with Drake is already approaching 500,000 views, and it just went up this morning. I don't know where this brother came from. He went viral on TikTok when Date dropped. Now he's got the ultimate co-signer, as Drake loves jumping off these waves, and I'm always critical of Drake. Y'all know I'm not Drake's biggest fan, but this record fits him perfectly. It's out there for you now. It's a dope track. Date's a dope track already, but Drake on it, chef's kiss. And knock this one out the park. Make sure you're following along at Dilo McCasey and at 102.5 KSFM and stay caught up on everything going on in and around hip-hop at Corners of the Culture Monday through Friday right here on Dilo McCasey. Oh, I know
big
why
fan.
I didn't play. I tried to make a big... Didn't have it potted up. I tried to be all cute and do the mix, act like I was DJ Complex. I'm like, yo, I got this potted up. What's the problem? Nah, I had the wrong thing.
I see you working, though.
Nah, it was a fail.
Deja Vu, one of my favorite Beyonce, Jay-Z collabs.
Yep.
Not at the top of my list. Not like number one, but it's still one of my favorites.
On the Run is number one, or Drunk in Love.
That's 1 and 2. I don't know which one.
See?
It might be On the Run. It might be On the Run.
On the
Run. That
is
a perfect song.
Yeah, On the Run is
perfect
fire.
Song.
Fire.
But then Drunk in Love is just, that's the one right there.
You don't like the remix as much as I do. I love Kanye's verse on Drunk in Love.
Nah, I could do without it.
Really?
Yeah, just keep the...
Wow.
It's not like it's bad, but I like being Jay.
I think his verse is fire. He has one of my favorite lines that I can't... like even hint at, but it's like his first line of his verse is fire.
Well, at least he got the right actor right in this. Not no Mekhi Phife.
Well, this is Stilo and KC here on 102.5 KSFM. Number one for hip-hop and R&B. Speaking of remixes, did you hear your boy?
I did.
Okay.
It was
I'm a hater. I thought it was hot.
It was cool.
Fits Drake perfectly. The Act 2 Date with 4 Bat, it fits Drake perfectly.
I thought he did a good job. I was like, oh my gosh. But I was like, all right.
It wasn't that. But it was, I was like, yo, this is dope.
Did a good job.
Yeah, it did a good job. It took the track off of a no disrespect. It was like a YouTube record.
Yeah, I feel like YouTube or TikTok.
To where, it might have been TikTok, to where it's like, yo, this could be a smash now. Well, it was already trending towards a smash, which is what some of the hate Drake gets because he jumps on the wave. Yeah. But, hey, he did that.
So, somebody said, a lot of people in the comments were having fun talking about, oh, man, shout out to Four Bats giving this young guy a chance on the remix.
Yo, we got tickets to see Kevin Gates.
We do have tickets to see Kevin Gates March 29th, Regency Ballroom. You're listening for us to give you that cue to call. When you hear that, we're going to be looking for caller number 9 to 916-909-1025 for your chance to see Kevin Gates.